This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of those, of course, that demographic of people that have their heads stuck in the sand, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, what I want to talk about today is, well, many would rather believe a lie because truth demands a response. Now, the reason I'm saying that is because a while back, I'd opened up the topic of conspiracy theories that turned out to be, in fact, conspiracies. Well, the reason that is happening and taking place is because they're believing the state-controlled narrative in which they say they don't believe. Because keep in mind, again, friends, the state-controlled narrative has a less than a 21% approval rating. In other words, everybody, well, 79% of the American people say they don't believe the media, but yet they just go with the flow, don't they? They hold the truth in unrighteousness. Now, going back to what I was saying, the masses are conditioned that when the word conspiracy is used, they should expect theory behind the word. That's called being conditioned, stupefied, dummied down. And when you hear the word conspiracy, again, you always, for some reason or another, expect the word theory. Conspiracy. If I just sat here and said conspiracy and held the second word off, you would fill it in the blank. So theory, you need to realize and understand and come to the understanding, has been put there by people that are actually covering for them that are responsible for the theories, which aren't theories at all. They are, in fact, conspiracies. Let me say that again. The masses are conditioned that when conspiracy is used, that they should expect theory behind the word and avoid that topic at all costs. Read Jeremiah 11:9 when you get a moment. It says, "And the Lord said unto me, the prophet of God, a conspiracy is found among the men of Judah." Folks, it is happening here all day long. But you're led to believe that it's just a theory. Now, when the masses wake up to the fact that conspiracies are called theories by them that are covering for them that are responsible for the conspiracies, then they can bring about resolve. And not until then. Read Isaiah 26:9 when you get a moment. Conspiracy theory, friends, is defined out as a term that originally was a neutral descriptor for any claim of civil, criminal, or political conspiracy. Now, however, it has come almost exclusively to refer to any fringe theory which explains a historical or current event as the result of a secret plot by conspirators of almost superhuman power and cunning. The word conspire means to join in a secret agreement to do an unlawful or wrongful act or to use such means to accomplish a lawful end, which in fact is policy, not law. So therefore, the term conspiracy theory is frequently used by revisionists and those that are working for the conspirators in a popular culture to identify secret military, banking, or political actions aimed at stealing power, money, or your freedom, America, from you, the people. From you, the people. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to rewind 4 to 6 months, and I'm going to go through 33 theories that turned out not to be theories at all, which in fact were conspiracies. But again, you were taught and you were told by the state-controlled narrative that you don't believe in, that they were just theories. Well, history proves the point that it wasn't a theory at all. Yesterday, I had shared with you that one particular time I was on Facebook, I sent forth a post, and this older gentleman from the 50s and 60s came back and said to us, you know what, it's interesting because everything that we were told about the topics that I was highlighting at that particular time, we were told that they were conspiracy theories. He said, now in the present, this was not too far back, America, now in the present, I'm seeing that they were no theories at all. And folks, that's exactly how these people operate, and this is what they mean to do. They mean to kick the can down the road while your freedoms are being encroached upon, and folks, eroded in the front of your faces. Because after all, it's just a theory. We're going to be talking about that over the next three segments. Now folks, if you want to check us out online, what you have to do is go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you'd like to check us out on Facebook, it is Bradley Dean Double E. Again, Bradley Dean Double E on Facebook. And or if you'd like to go to my Twitter account, for what it's worth, Bradley Dean 1. Again, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. If you'd like to call in at any time over the next three segments, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Now, before you call in, if you're not a regular listener, or if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do keep in mind that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. We follow what our forefathers established. First, the Bible upon which the Republic rested, Andrew Jackson the Seventh. He wasn't a founder, but he was one of the earlier presidents, number seven. And religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society. So first the Word of God, then the Constitution of the United States, in which it sets on something called common law, which is the Mosaic Institution in this country. If you would like to go ahead and argue that point, folks, I would love for you to call me. I've been on the radio for now 15 years, and I have yet to have anybody call me and challenge me on what I just told you. But again, through the state-controlled narrative, this is what they're attacking all the time. So where are those that would actually stand against the truth? 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Now, I want people to know that there is a lot of people listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. We're the number one radio show out of 88 shows during the weekend. And during the week, we have over 3 to 4 years now, moving up on 5, I believe, has moved to the point of 4th, 3rd, 2nd, and 1st throughout the week. And we thank you for that. I also want to let you know that there's 53 countries and 55 outlets in the United States of America, from the East Coast to Texas all the way up to Minnesota, listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com. So if you would like to tear down my theory, please have at it. 1-866-582-9933. We're going to come back and talk about sheep to the slaughter.
Did you know that less than 0.5% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
Stay healthy from head to wallet with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. You can earn Plenty points on hundreds of specially marked products each week on your favorite brands. Every 100 Plenty points equals a dollar off your next purchase. Sign up today in store or online at RiteAid.com. And that's just one of the four ways to save. Now through September 24th, spend $50 a week on participating products at Rite Aid and earn 2,000 Plenty points worth $20 in savings. Visit RiteAid.com/RaikenPoints for details.
QL1, you've been talking a lot about Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans lately. What would you say is the best reason to use it?
It's easy to use. You can get approved in minutes. It's convenient.
Hey, QL1, I asked for the best reason.
Oh, hold on. I wasn't finished. You can share your pay stubs and bank statements at the touch of a button, so you get real numbers, not estimates, and...
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Over the last couple of days, we have been talking about political decoys, and we proved, folks, that they're commonly used by actors, entertainers, etc. And we also looked to history to find that decoys were used by dictators of the past. History teaches us this was common ground for the things that we're seeing in the present day that are being called theory, though, America. That you're supposed to just go ahead and listen to what you're told. You're not to pay attention to what you see or hear. You're supposed to do what you're told. And if you do anything outside of that, then you're in trouble with the state-controlled media and this government that's out of hand. And this is exactly the message that they're sending to the American people. It's absolutely ridiculous. I mean, folks, as I've shared with you, friends, and I share with you again, it's not tedious for me to bring these things up. It's important that these are put in front of your face on a consistent basis so you can understand how to combat the lies which are being thrown on you 24/7 by a corrupt administration. If the American people would do their own due diligence, and let me say it this way, for until they do, the deceptive games being played on the American people by the corrupt media, politicians, and secret societies and or organizations are going to continue. Folks, theory, it does not belong in this conversation whatsoever, but it's interesting that when you begin to talk about conspiracy, it's interesting to note how many people that call themselves truthers, all of a sudden they dodge the bullet. They get as far away from that conversation as they possibly can. Why? Because they are agreeing to what they say they don't agree with. They're hypocrites. And furthermore, the way I started the show off today, friends, was many would rather believe a lie because truth demands a response. So in other words, the truth that they receive, they don't want to respond to because it just may require something from themselves when it comes to sacrifice for the freedoms that have been bestowed upon us through sacrifice. They don't want anything to do with that. And again, friends, yesterday we were talking about political decoys, body doubles. Folks, you have been desensitized. Matter of fact, it reminds me of September 11th when the towers fell mysteriously. Heat rises, folks. It doesn't go from the top to the bottom. But it's interesting, after the towers fell, I was listening to some of the audios. This is some time back, years back. And I remember hearing one lady say, it was almost like it was surreal. It was almost like we were watching a movie. It was almost like it really didn't happen. Hey, America, I want to tell you something. It really did happen. You're in a world where you're now at the end aim of those that mean to overthrow you. Because again, friends, George Soros just said this last week, the only object, the only nation that stands in the way of the New World Order are you, America. You do need to understand that. And you have a gift that's been bestowed upon you. And you have an obligation to stand up and respond as to what's going on in this country. So let's get to it. Because everywhere I seem to look, folks, I can see the conspirators working relentlessly through the media propagandists who are attempting to rearrange your reality to become the reality that they want you to believe in. Read Revelations 3:18. Listen, I am one that spends a lot of time watching documentaries, and I'm very careful as to where those documentaries come from. Because I don't want it from a revisionist. I want the facts, and I want to hear and I want to see the videos for myself to decide. And I also want to meet the people if it's enough where I need to get on the radio and share with the people as to what I want to share. Because I've come to a prophetic conclusion that it needs to be shared. And I believe the Lord wants people to see and hear for themselves as to what really is going on. I'll take the time to go meet with them, people, because I don't want to bring to the radio hearsay anywhere ever. Don't want to be a part of it. Just don't want to be a part of it. I've spent time with MLK Jr.'s friends, several of them, even going to the DOJ. I've spent time with them. In saying that, in parallel to what I'm saying, just track with me. We're on these little bunny trails. What comes to my aid right now, thank you, is I remember watching a documentary of Bobby Kennedy getting shot. And I even talked to John, spent some time with him out in Tennessee as well. Something Schlegenlager or something, just a really bizarre last name. But I spent some time with him, who was really good friends with Bobby Kennedy. And you can watch the videos. He worked with him on his cabinet. And I remember watching these videos after the assassination. And of course, I was 2 years old when that assassination took place. It was just a little baby with diapers on. So I had to go to John and talk to him about the assassination. I wanted to know what really happened. I wanted to know more than just the assassination, of course. What was Bobby like? What was John like? I just wanted to know who they were, not through the narrative, but I wanted to know through testimony as to who they were. That's how I operate here on this radio show. And I always want to back up everything with facts or give it to you directly from the person that said it. And I safely do that on a daily basis here. But I remember watching some documentary on the assassination of Bobby Kennedy, how he was conveniently shot in that kitchen. And folks, I'm telling you what, from A to Z, we could talk about the deceptions that were thrown to the American people concerning that assassination. Folks, from Sirhan, having a six-shooter, and there was 12 bullet holes in that kitchen. I mean, folks, to eyewitnesses, what they seen, who they saw actually do the shooting, so on and so forth. And now we know Sirhan has come out recently, and I'm talking about in the last couple of years, talking about how he was under mind control, which is irrelevant. To me, that doesn't matter. You had it in your hand. You pulled the trigger. You're responsible. I'm not saying he's innocent in any sense of the word. But what I am saying to you, and this is my point, I remember watching videos of the FBI interrogating people that saw more than what they wanted to share with the American people. And I sat there and I listened to the FBI tell eyewitnesses, that's not what you've seen. That's not what you've seen. This is what you've seen. You didn't see that. You've seen it this way. Folks, I'm talking about in 1968, after the assassination of a high political figure like Bobby Kennedy. Oh, and by the way, if you go to John F. Kennedy, there was over 400 people assassinated around the assassination of John F. Kennedy. If you didn't know that, folks, the odds are pretty slim that that could ever happen. And a good portion of them just happened to be eyewitnesses, of course. Because, again, keep in mind, you can control conspiracy, which is biblical, Jeremiah 11:9, through the inside. And that's exactly how they control them. And speaking of that, John F. Kennedy's assassination through Johnson reversing the orders on Vietnam the very day after he was assassinated, to his mistress, to his wife, Lady Bird coming forth and writing it in her book that Johnson was responsible for the assassination, came to me as no surprise. Even his lawyer came forward, even CIA agents came forward and told the American people who was responsible for it. Who gains by the assassination? That's all you have to ask yourself. And what do they do along with that? They also control the media narrative. All from the inside out. That's how conspiracies work. But friends, I want to go back to John F. Kennedy. I mean, look at the people that were appointed on the Warren Commission, folks. The fox in the chicken coop. People that John F. Kennedy just fired. Mr. Alan Dulles. I mean, folks, we can spend 3 days just on this topic. But it goes on and on and on and on and on and on with eyewitnesses that were shut down. Going fast forward to Bobby Kennedy. And the same thing with MLK Jr. family. Folks actually sued the government for the assassination of MLK Jr. See, this is stuff that's tucked under the rug after they get it off the radars of the American people. At this point, they don't care anymore because the people that were responsible for the assassination, for the most part, are dead. And even going to Andrew Young, spending 3 hours with him, the mayor of Atlanta, the one that was on the front line with MLK, his best friend during that time, told me that they knew that he wasn't shot and killed by the suspect that was so conveniently set up right after the shooting. Folks, it's absolutely ridiculous. I even talked to Billy Sam Kyle, they call him. He was right next to MLK when he got shot. He thought he was playing. He heard a ping, he told me. I got this on video, our interview. And he sat there and listened to me. He said, I heard a ping. And he said, behind closed doors, people didn't realize that MLK Jr., he was a real, he liked to fun around, he said. That was his exact words. He liked to fun around a lot, kid around. But he used the word fun around a lot. He said, well, after he heard the ping, he turned around and MLK was laying there in a pool of his own blood with half of his neck blown off. That's an eyewitness account. But folks, we're going to come back to that FBI agent telling that lady, that's not what you've seen. This is what you've seen.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-798-4326. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-798-4326. That's 1-800-798-4326. 1-800-798-4326.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, let me ask you the question, because I love this. I want to lay this to your candor. Tell me where a conspiracy that was called a theory didn't turn out to be a conspiracy. I want to know. Can you call and tell me that? Because I want to know what it is. It shows you how conditioned the American people have become. If it's a hot topic and they put a little lunacy on the topic, rest assured they put the lunacy on the topic because they want people to stay away from it. Like birthers today, you better not talk about Barack Hussein Obama's birth certificate, let me add to that, or his name, or his 47 Social Security numbers, because if you do, you're a conspiracy theorist. Really, America? Let them call you crazy. We're fools for Christ. I mean, my goodness, if you know what the truth is and you fail to give it, then you're a part of the problem. Like I said, many would rather believe a lie because truth demands a response. During the break, I went online because I was just highlighting that the American people have been led to believe that it was James Earl Ray that assassinated Martin Luther King Jr. Well, you talk to all of his friends, not a one of them believe it. It was a conspiracy, no question about it. So when I went online, I put in, who killed Martin Luther King Jr.? Guess what pulled up, friends? Of course, James Earl Ray. Why don't you just talk to James Earl Ray about that, folks? He must have been the stupidest criminal known to mankind. Like Lee Harvey Oswald, he had a controller from the CIA, friends. He was set up. Of course. Of course he was. But you have to keep in mind that history is written by men who hung heroes. That's what you need to know. History is written by men who hung heroes. And isn't it interesting? When you go back to either one of the assassinations, any three of them, John F. Kennedy, Martin Luther King Jr., or Robert Kennedy, folks, it's interesting to note, is it not, that it's all been laid on the top of their graves. This is who is responsible for the murders. Let me ask you again, America, who has profited from their murders? You know what they said worldwide after those three were assassinated? The three lights of the world were all taken out. Yep. The truth fell in the street. And the American people have allowed it to go that direction because there's very few that have the spiritual internal fortitude to take it to the enemy. And by the way, when I say enemy, you know all the well as to who I'm talking about. You can even give me their names, can't you? That's America for you. That's what America has become. A bunch of capitulating cowards in the face of the effeminate. Shame upon those that sit and do nothing in the face of what we're dealing with today. We got Tom calling from Baltimore. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, my friend?
Brother B, I'm good. And I can give you whole agencies classified as enemies. How about we start with the Department of Education? Unconstitutional, not lawful. How about the Environmental Protection Agency? Unlawful, not constitutional. How about the Department of Agriculture, the Department of Energy, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives? None of these are lawful agencies. They're in.
Keep going. Keep going, Tom. Keep giving us some more. Keep giving us some more because this is icing on the cake concerning the point that I'm trying to make to the American people. They've accepted these bureaucracies, Homeland Security, FBI, CIA. Who are they working for? And when you look at them constitutionally, where are they deriving their just powers from? Not from we the people, nor from the consent of we the people. Who are they deriving their powers from? A foreign power that works against its own people? Because, folks, that's the fruit of these bureaucracies. But, Tom, you are spot on, my friend. Spot on.
These are mafia organizations, the FBI. Who did they originally go after? They went after their competitors, the Italian mafia families. Not that they needed to be in business, but that's the way criminal organizations work. They like to eliminate their competition. In fact, Colin Powell today said he referred to Hillary's group as a mafia. He knows what they are. He's a part of it. He has no integrity. He didn't have any integrity ever since he stood up that day and talked about yellowcake uranium. We all knew that he sacrificed his reputation and his integrity, if they had not already been sacrificed. He certainly did it publicly that day. What a shame. I'll keep going with the departments, though. The Drug Enforcement Administration, the Bureau of Land Management, look at that terrorist organization. And the list will go on and on and on. These are your agencies that are criminal in nature, that you are paying for, by the way. You're paying for them to not only exist, but to turn around and rob you and to oppress you and to steal your freedoms and your liberties and to eliminate a savior from our lives. And believe me, they are doing it.
And guess what, Tom? You know, let's take that a step further concerning the BLM. Just think about this in Oregon. And I've talked about this. I'm probably the only one talking about this on the radio. But isn't it interesting? They were even willing to go so far to protect Hillary Clinton committing the act of treason with the Russians while they were stealing away uranium ore from the ranchers that are now on trial. They even went so far as to shoot down anybody that was willing to continuously take it to them lawfully in an attempt to expose to the American people who the criminals are. And I'm speaking of LaVoy Finicum. And we can watch that on television. We can go online and watch your government shoot a disarmed individual that was going to a sheriff because they wanted some help concerning what was going on out there in Oregon. But they shot him down on the backside of the road in Oregon with the approval of the governor of that state. And it proves what you're saying, Tom, to a T. And when are Americans going to wake up to that? When it comes to their front door. That's the sad part about all of this.
Absolutely. And by the way, if you've heard about the FBI not having recordings, that's not by accident. They make that a standard operating procedure. Interview people oftentimes without, especially in the beginning when they're just kneeling around. They'll have two agents talk to the person, and they'll only have notepads, and there'll only be the two agents and the suspect or the person they're speaking with. And there's a reason for that, because they can manipulate the information between the two of them. What is the individual, what kind of chance are they going to stand when they turn around and say, wait a minute, I didn't say that. They have no chance. And that's the way they work. And that's the way many of these agencies work. By the way, let me leave you with this today, Bradley. Do you know what the Chief Information Security Officer for the State Department does?
I'm hearing it's a little broken. Can you repeat that, please?
The Chief Information Security Officer for the Department of State.
Okay.
Okay. He runs, or she runs, an entire bureau whose only mission is to ensure the security of the information, like the documents that are in the news these days. And they also have a Bureau of Information Resource Management Department in addition to that. And in 2014, they had a budget of $14 million annually. They raised it $7 million from 2013. Again, these two organizations within the department, they had only one mission, to make sure that they keep classified information classified. It's all they do, and they're paid millions and millions and millions of dollars, and maybe up to billions now, to do that very mission, and you haven't heard a word about it, have you?
No, that's right. You know, let's play stupid for a moment. Will you play stupid with me for a moment, Tom?
Sure.
Okay, just play stupid with me. And just think about all of these bureaucracies. They're standing as decoys, as to bring to the American people the false pretense that they're working for the law, when in fact they are not even a lawful institution or bureaucracy. But this is what I want to say. Play stupid with me. And just think, what we're telling you right now is lawful. It's accurate information. We're showing you the unlawful. And there are people that are listening to us right now that are saying that is theory. And furthermore, they'll even look at guys like me and you, Tom, as being the law breakers or insurrectionists for calling out a government that's violating the law.
Absolutely. Is
this the sickest thing you've ever seen in your life? And I don't mean to embellish that point, but when you tell the American people the truth, they act like it's stranger than fiction. And they act, for some reason, they've conditioned themselves to believe that this could only happen in a different country, a third world country, because surely it could not happen here. Tom from Baltimore, I always appreciate your phone call. I always do. Spot on. Thank you. That's great information. It's constitutionally accurate, what he just told you. These bureaucracies, in many cases, are there to make sure. Folks, you are surrounded, like it tells us in the book of Jeremiah in Judgment. You are surrounded as a leopard around a city. They're not here to protect you. They're here to violate you. They're stacking the cards against you, America. Did you hear during the break, during the right before the first segment today, about the woman in Australia, the prime minister there, is warning the people that the Muslims, they're coming in so many numbers that they're going to at length overpower and plunder their nation? Did you hear the response? And of course, the modern day conservative had to give you the stupidity of what you would call the left. We know them as the lawless. That, listen, we don't have any place here for racism. Folks, it's the same thing in which I'm telling you right now. The fruit of these people and the fruit of these bureaucracies, is it theory or is it fact? I can bring you to fact after fact after fact to prove the point that if you're unwilling to deal with the truth, then you deserve what you get for those that are promulgating the lies. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Yo, my name is Apache Davis, and I support the Sons of Liberty because the Sons of Liberty still believes America is good, that belief in God is the cornerstone of our republic, that character and virtue is important, and families are the basic building blocks of society.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars. But by the 1900s, that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S., to save the empire. We did so, recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to call in, last segment, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, again, bringing to the light what the modern conservative fails to do, because they've got too much to lose, friends. They've just got too much to lose. But Tom from Baltimore just called in, and we've been talking about conspiracy theory versus theory versus conspiracy. And I've asked over the last couple days if anybody out there can tell me that a conspiracy that was labeled a conspiracy by somebody, where the state-controlled narrative comes in and puts in theory or a little lunacy on the person calling forth the conspiracy, have you known of? Can you share with me a theory that was first called conspiracy? Can you share it with me? That was out in the public eye with a state-controlled narrative again, said it was a conspiracy theory when in fact it wasn't a theory. We're not going to be able to get to all 33 of these, but I'm going to get to them tomorrow again. But I want to tell you something, friends. When they put theory on it, I would look into it all the more. Because someone's working to cover up for those that are committing the act of conspiracy. This is a fact. And I'm going to share more with you tomorrow. And if you'd like to debate that or shoot it down, go ahead. 1-866-582-9933. Or if you would like to, like Tom just did from Baltimore, add on a whole bunch more as to what's going on here. That was beautiful what he just brought to the table. That's exactly right. Many of these bureaucracies, friends, are decoys for your enemy. As a matter of fact, we talked about this yesterday, and I want to give you the definition of the word decoy today, if you don't mind. Webster's 1828. Decoys are anything intended to lead into a snare. Snare means to have a rope and put it around your neck. Any lure or allurement that deceives and misleads into evil, danger, or the power of an enemy. Anything intended to lead into a snare, any lure or allurement that deceives and misleads into evil, danger, or the power of the enemy. Folks, the bureaucracies that Tom highlighted are unconstitutional. They're not found in the enumerated laws within the United States of America. And furthermore, if you don't mind, the first thing that came to my mind was right after September 11th, we all know what that's about now. It's all about eradicating anybody that would stand in the way of those that want a new world order. Well, I'm not asking the devil for permission, folks. Just letting you know to be free. No, if we want freedom, we're going to have to fight for it, just like our forefathers fought for it, just like our military, when they constitutionally and lawfully fight for it. And that's a shot at the American people that send them, not at our military. The first thing I thought of was the Patriot Act. Remember, it was passed at 3:30 in the morning after September 11th. Of course, the unspoken was that if you were to actually, if you wanted to take the time to read the Patriot Act, which is a stack and a stack and a stack on top of a stack on top of a stack on top of a stack, if you were to question what was inside of the Patriot Act, you must not be a patriot. You must be with those big bad terrorists. Folks, not one of those that represent we the people had time to read the Unpatriot Act. It's unconstitutional. It gives more powers to unconstitutional bureaucracies to violate not your enemy, but to violate you. To violate you. When you go to the Fourth Amendment, you can see five ways that the Patriot Act violates the Fourth Amendment. By the way, the TSA, Homeland Security, that's all a pretended authority. They have an authority that you believe in when, in fact, it's not premised on the law. I mean, what is wrong with this message, folks? Tell, instead of debating about this, just ask them to show you where they derive their just powers to establish these unconstitutional bureaucracies or these acts like the Unpatriot Act. But keep in mind, right behind that, what Congressman McDermott said, America, listen carefully, 53 countries. He said that we can get people to do anything with the use of fear. That's how they get them through. And guess what? Right after September 11th, guess what? There's a whole lot of people that were afraid. Whole lot of people that were afraid. And then all of a sudden, the United States government, the criminals that stand as your representatives, as decoys, we're asking you to give up and relinquish your rights. Now they're going for your guns. And they gave more power to those unconstitutional bureaucracies to further violate you, America. To violate you. Not a foreign country, but you. Hey, folks, the Muslims, if you're led to believe that's who's responsible for September 11th, the Muslims couldn't have done. They couldn't have dreamed of where America's at today without the help of your representatives that are calling for a new world order, just like the likes of Barack Hussein Obama and younger Bush and older Bush and the Clintons. They're all decoys. Anything intended to lead into a snare, any lure or allurement that deceives and misleads into evil, danger, or the power of an enemy. America, where's the constitutionality of the Patriot Act? These bureaucracies that Tom from Baltimore was highlighting, where is their lawful premise to be there in the first place? Who said that we were going to work to support those bureaucracies that are working against us? And by the way, for all you in those bureaucracies, you better understand that you're a part of the gang here, like it or not. It is we the people. just so you understand. How does it violate? Go back to the Patriot Act real quick. We're going to hit the 33 conspiracy theories that are no theories, friends. They were conspiracy. In fact, and history just had a play out. Time had a play out so we can go back to history and see that it wasn't a theory whatsoever. Sneak and peek warrants, Section 213 in the Patriot Act. Sneak and peek warrants, also called delayed notifications warrants, allowed law enforcement to conduct a covert search without informing you, the suspect, of the search until later. In 2007, a district found judge found such warrants to be unconstitutional. Did you hear about that? However, the government appealed to this ruling, and these warrants still remain concerns for citizens today. Wow, why would the government, the United States government, why would they want to enact something that's unconstitutional? Said a district judge. Number two, roving wiretaps, Section 206. Roving wiretaps have long been used in criminal cases to allow law enforcement to follow a target across multiple telephone or internet accounts when the reasons to believe the suspect is frequently changing lines to frustrate surveillance, according to Cato Institute. However, the Patriot Act expanded this use of power. Is it a theory, America? Absolutely not. We're talking about what's going on in your backyard, America, today. Now these wiretaps can be used in case of intelligence on top of criminal activities. But folks, I got a question for you. Who is this criminal administration labeling as the terrorist? You! You are! It's not those big bad Muslims that they're using as a political battering ram, as another group of people to war against another group of people, as the bankers sit there and create war, and the American people are too foolish to do their homework and read the Word of God and the Constitution to actually know who's doing this and who's responsible for this. The Institute explained that in this criminal cases, law enforcement must provide at least a named suspect or a list of specific facilities that would be monitored. In intelligent investigations, only a specific description of the target needs to be given. This is all through the Unpatriot Act, friends. You know, when I read the Fourth Amendment of the Bill of Rights, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall issue but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Folks, the federal government is violating your Bill of Rights that God has bestowed upon you. And by the way, I want to go back to, in these bureaucracies, folks, they're not all bad. But there's a lot of people that are just dummy down enough to just do what they're told, regardless of who has to pay the price. Because after all, friends, they got to keep their jobs, right? Another unconstitutional act in the Unconstitutional Patriot Act is trap and trace searches, Section 214. Bulk data collection and storage, Section 215. Intelligence wiretaps. Folks, this isn't aimed at those that Barack Hussein Obama is appointing to federal government positions, namely Muslim Brotherhood terror-tied individuals. No, it's not aimed at them. They're appointing them while they're accusing you and looking for more power to entrap you, to ensnare you, to accuse you. Even if it has to be trumped up charges, folks, they've got to deliver. They've just got to deliver, man. Intelligent wiretaps, Section 218, all unconstitutional. Passed at 3:30 in the morning on September, shortly after September 11th, and not one of your representatives read it. And folks, there are some modern day conservatives and professed Christians in this world that don't want to tell you what's staring you right in the face. Well, I'm willing to do it because I'm responsible and I have to answer to my Father. And by the way, it's my job as a preacher to bring the answers to the world. But what you do with them is up to you.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.